Well, if you're wondering why it's starting so late today, it's well, I was forcing myself to get in the mood when I found out that the audio was messed up in the first try. So, number two is happening now, and we're going to still talk about the same thing. On Happy Monday today, we're talking how do you speed up the site using GT metrics? Well, there's a number of tools that are afforded to you. If you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, you'll get to the link that has the notes, and that's what I'm looking at right now. And if you're on YouTube, thanks for watching us and appreciate that support. Speaking of support, if you'd like to be a patron, enough said. Anyway, the link is there. The GT Metrics link is going to look like this. Okay, when you get to GT Metrics, it gives you a performance report. And this is one I ran a couple hours ago after we did some tweaks on what is web hosting landing page that we're building into our Joomla site. We power the GeyerCookOnlineServices.com with Joomla. The show notes, as you know, on the blog is WordPress, but the main heart and core operating system, site builder, whatever you want to call it, it's done with Joomla. We've been a fan of that since Joomla started. We've been using it. So anyway, you can get your page speed score, your YSLO score, and it gives you the time it takes to be fully loaded, the page size, number of requests. The average number of requests is 89. I'm very proud of the fact I've only got 15. That's 23 Joule stem winding wonder technology as far as I'm concerned. And making yourself quicker, faster, helps you to perform in mobile. And don't you know that's where the majority of your users, if they're not there now, they're soon going to be. So give that a look, gtmetrics.com. Accounts are free. Thanks to all the people who have joined us today, taking time out of your day for a few minutes to learn about GT Metrics. I think you're going to like that tool in your internet toolbox. There's a number of other things that we've got listed in the notes, and take a look at those as time permits. One of them is the Geyer Cook Report questions. We just upgraded that to be in a form in Google. And easy as cake to pick five questions out of the 27 there and send them in. We'll do an interview with you. The other links there, as you can see as I scroll down, you want to go mobile. There's a download on the App Store. There's a link on Google Play to get the Podbean player. Because, like I said, we're on the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. I'll get you there. The thank yous to Fraser Ramsey from Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed. It's a podcast that comes from Edinburgh, Scotland, that they let us be a part of from time to time. Appreciate that. Eileen Smith, thank you so much for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic and the other blog tips that you give us. The digital diva that she is. One of her websites, eileensmith.com. Check her out. There's some good information there. And of course, thanks to Friends Just Chatting. I'm chatting with one of the members right now on another tab in the browser. The Facebook group Friends Just Chatting, it's a private group. It's pretty easy to join. You just click the submit and I'd like to join. And if you can, they'll join you up. And then you'll talk with people from all over the world. Ain't that right? So, rather than do a shameless plug shout out for any of the people in chat, I won't say thanks for joining us today, Amnon. Oh, I did. Well, take a look at the rest of the links there. The Geyer Cook Report. It's on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, unless the audio messes up like it did today. And do give a look at what is web hosting. It's a link at just the latest and the greatest, I guess they what they say. Anyway, thanks for taking your time. Appreciate your support. And as I say at the end of every episode of the Geyer Cook Report, and I'll do it this time too, it's a wrap.